السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ، نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم، اما بعد، قال النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم من قال حین یصبح وحین یمسی حسبی اللہ لا الہ الا ہو علیہ توکلت وہو رب العرش العظیم سبع مرات کفاہ اللہ ما اہمہ من امر الدنیا والآخرہ او کما قال علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام. Over the past few mornings we have been discussing the verse of the Quran Sharif, which is the last verse of Surah At-Tawbah, in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولُكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِدْتُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. I have discussed at length that Allah Ta'ala wants us to be protected. Allah Ta'ala wants us to enjoy peace, happiness, contentment, satisfaction in this world, in the Akhirat. However, we know that even in this world there are examinations. Recently our children, they wrote examinations, and some of them are still writing examinations. Now these examinations, we all know for what they have to write. They submit themselves for examinations after having made some preparation during the year, after having studied, then they have to submit themselves for examination to know whether they have understood whatever they learnt, if they have retained the lessons, and if they are able to pass the test. So test is something that is normal in everyday life. Different types of tests we always give. So Allah Ta'ala also tests the people to show to the disbelievers that these are my true servants. That under difficult conditions, under trying conditions, they did not forget me. They retained their trust in me. They placed their trust in me. In other words, they did what they had to do, and when they were tested, then they did not lose hope and faith and trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, because they were confident that Allah Ta'ala is with them. But provided they tried to do that which Allah Ta'ala was pleased with, the lessons which were given by Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they learnt, they retained, and they implemented in their lives. So now when the test comes, then they will pass that test, because they applied those lessons. Just like that student, if he hasn't attended any lessons, he doesn't go to the college, doesn't go to the school, then if the test comes, then he is going to fail that test. But if he has worked hard and he has retained whatever he has learnt, so then it will be easy for him to pass that test. So in the same way here, Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whatever their teachings are, namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, honesty, truthfulness, charity, sincerity, tawakkul, zuhud, taqwa, sabr, shukr, now all these are the teachings of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Good relationship with one's parents, with one's neighbors, with one's children, with the elders, with those who are younger than the oneself. The different teachings of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now if this person has applied those teachings in his life, he learnt, he retained, and he applied, then what will happen is that when these tests will come, he is not going to then lose trust in Allah Ta'ala, because he knows that I did what I was supposed to do. So this is also part of the teachings of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that some tests will come in your life. And during those tests, you must place your tawakkul and trust in Allah Ta'ala. You must not lose your faith and trust in Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Himself will find a way out for you from those problems, if you're going to turn to Him. So this verse of the Quran Sharif, Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam recommended to the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah Alayhim Ajma'een, that they should read. And especially this hadith which we are discussing over the past few days, that Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, no, he says, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that in the mornings and evenings, whosoever will read 7 times, Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu, alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim, then Allah ta'ala will take away, or Allah ta'ala will take care of his worries, his concerns, and his problems of this world and the akhirat. And I have tried to get it across to you very, very simply and very clearly, that that does not mean that after the reading of that dua, then there will be no sickness, there will be no loss in wealth, there will be no harm to any person's property, or there will be no damage of any kind, there will be no disaster. Nothing of that kind. All these things could happen. But this person's heart will enjoy tranquility. All these violent storms of the outside will not disturb the tranquility of his heart. That is the thing that's going to happen. That the storms of the outside will not disturb that tranquility. Natural pain, natural grief, natural sorrow, so much so that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam teared when his son passed away, Sayyidina Ibrahim. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam teared. So one sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that you are tearing. He said, well, this is something that is natural. It is the haqq. I'm trying to explain to you that hadith, that it is the haqq of this child that passed away, that these tears are flowing. It is natural. But my tongue only says that which is haqq. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So the natural grief, sorrow, etc. will be there. But the person's tranquility is not going to be disturbed. So I've given you many incidents to strengthen our iman, that difficult conditions can come, but if that person has got trust in Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala will find a way out. Unlike what is happening at present, that there are so many people, without exaggeration I'm telling you this, that there are so many people from whom I've heard myself over the telephone, many of them are anonymous and some of them are known, and they tell you, they say that, Maulana, I just can't take it anymore. I just feel like taking a gun and shooting myself. I just feel like taking my life. Some of them say, I feel like taking the life of all my children. Why? Because he's just going through some poverty, or he's going through some kind of difficulty, or he's got some kind of stress problem, or some kind of depression. And the person says, I just want to take the lives of everybody. And many of them have even taken their lives. So if the person connects himself with Allah Ta'ala and brings this yaqeen in his heart that my life and everything is in the hands of Allah, and if I turn towards him and then I read these du'as with yaqeen, then Allah Ta'ala will definitely find a way out. If we have to look at the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and if we have to look at the incidents in the lives of so many people, read Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi's kitabs, read Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi's kitabs, so many other kitabs there are there, you will find these incidents in there. There's one person who was a notorious robber. He himself, he was a gang leader, and he relates this incident himself. He was from the Kurdish tribe, and he says that once we were traveling, he says, whilst we were traveling, then I noticed that there were two trees that were laden with dates. Two trees were full with dates, and one tree was barren. There were no dates on it at all. Now he states that my life was of robbing, looting, murdering. That was our life. He says, but on the journey suddenly this is what I noticed, that there are two trees. We stopped at one place and I noticed there were two trees full of dates and one tree was barren. Then I noticed that there was one sparrow that was going to the trees on which there were dates, taking the date and then going on to the tree that was barren. And it made this kind of trip almost 10 times. He says, I was amazed that where is this sparrow going, from going to the trees with dates, plucking something, date, and going to a barren tree and doing this almost 10 times. So I was desirous of seeing that what is on that tree. So he says, I looked up on that tree, so there was a snake there which had its mouth open, and it seemed that the snake was a blind snake. So Allah Ta'ala had made this arrangement for that blind snake, that the sparrow was taking the date and putting it into the mouth of the blind snake. Now look at Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat to provide, how many sources he has got. So he made this arrangement that this sparrow is taking the date and going and putting it into the mouth of this blind snake. Now this was the time for the hidayat of this gangster. So he says that when I looked at that, I said, Ya Allah, this snake which we have been ordered to kill because it is harmful, and yet when it went blind, you made this kind of arrangement for its sustenance, that you arranged this sparrow to take up and down this date and put into its mouth. and we whom you have made your servants, and you have blessed me with sight, and you have blessed me with health, and you have blessed me with intelligence, and I am engaged in this kind of activity, looting, robbing. And he says, he began to cry and tear, and he says, oh Allah, what is the way out for me now? So Allah Ta'ala inspired him. He says, I felt as if I'm hearing a voice. That means it was inside his heart that he got this kind of a feeling, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is addressing him and saying that the doors of Tawbah are open. Why do you continue with this kind of lifestyle? If you have realized it now, then make Tawbah. And the Tawbah for such a person is that now he must return whatever was looted. It doesn't mean that now just make Astaghfirullah and forget about everything. It means that those people that now you can recognize, those whom you know that you looted from, you robbed, then you go to them and ask them for forgiveness or return whatever is due to them. So he says that that is what I decided to do. I made plenty of Tawbah, and it was again as if I heard a voice telling me with inside myself, inside my heart, as if I am hearing this, that I have forgiven you, as if Allah Ta'ala is saying, I have forgiven you. He says, so it, after that, joined those other members of his gang who had moved a little further. So they asked him that, what was the reason for your delay? So he says, I explained to them that I had gone astray, and looking at the sparrow taking that date and going and putting it into the mouth of that blind snake, it gave me this inspiration to make Tawbah. I have turned towards my Allah, I have given up this, I have broken my sword. And when they heard this, they said, then why should we continue in that same line? So they also made Tawbah. Now look at, for Hidayat, Allah Ta'ala chose that for his Hidayat. So they also made sincere Tawbah. And then they decided that we rather proceed for Hajj, because it was close to the days of Hajj. So he says they made Tawbah, and they decided that they're going to return whatever they had looted. Whoever they will find, they will return whatever they may have taken from them, and what they cannot return, because the people that were robbed are unknown. Then of course the maslah is, they must give it away as charity or sadaqah, and say, Ya Allah, send the sawab of this to those people from whom we have taken it. So he says, then they proceeded now for Hajj. He said, Ya Allah, if you can provide for those, for the blind snake in this manner, what is it difficult for you to provide for me? When they proceeded for Hajj, after about 3-4 days journey, then they stopped at one place. So an old woman came out from one tent or from her own home, and she looked at them and said that, and she called out the name of this same Kurd gangster who was the leader of the gang, and she said, is this person amongst you here? So they were very surprised. I said, yes, so and so is the person. So I said, but how do you know that this is his name? He said, from 3 nights I'm seeing in my dream Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming in my dream and telling me that this person will pass by, and when he passes by, then give him clothes, give him food, give him this, give him that, whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told her in the dream. So she said, my son had passed away, and I am the one that inherited this clothes and things like that, whatever she had inherited from the son's property. She said that this is all that I am giving it away to you, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told me that when you pass, then I must give to you. Now look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's system. It's very strange. But then on the other hand, one person, when he heard this incident, so he decided to give up everything. He says, if Allah Ta'ala can provide in this manner, then why should I go and work? Why should I go and go to the bazaars and marketplaces? And why should I go to the field? And why should I do anything? Let me just relax at home and Allah Ta'ala will provide. So when one buzrug met this person, he says that, what's happening now? You're not going to work, you're not doing anything, you're just sitting here and you don't want to... So he says, no, if Allah Ta'ala could provide for that blind snake in this way, then he can provide for me also if I don't go anywhere. So the buzrug told him, the wali of Allah told him, he said that, why do you want to become the blind snake? Why don't you become the sparrow? Did you understand what I said? He said that, why do you want to become the blind snake? Why don't you become the sparrow, which was plucking from one tree and going and putting into the mouth of that blind snake? In other words, you go to the bazaar, go to the shop, go to your business, go to your field, do whatever has to be done, go to your profession and earn. And from there, provide for your children, for your wife, for your family, for your neighbors, for the poor, for the needy, use for the masjids, for the madrasas, for the mujahideen. That means become that sparrow, don't become that blind snake. So sometimes we listen to these incidents, then we take the wrong meaning of it. So what we should do is become the sparrow, but our trust and tawakkul must be in Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala will provide also from sources unknown to us. So we should not become restless, we should not become despondent, we should not become distressed, and we should not lose our faith and trust in Allah Ta'ala, irrespective of what the conditions are. That is what this dua means. And when we're going to read it with that yaqeen, then indeed, as I said, millions have already experienced it, and we too will experience that Allah Ta'ala will find a way out for us in our problems, our grief, our sorrow, our pain. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give us sabr during those conditions, and Allah Ta'ala will give us the tawfiq of shukr when He's going to give us ni'mats. حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوْ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوْ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوْ عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم